Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. 1229. Now, three prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
"Let there be light."
Yea, saith the Lord. It is the last days, and does not my word say that in those days your women and your children shall rule over you? America, your own military shall soon oppose you, and your dollar shall fall, and your military will use that to oppress you, saith the Lord.
Time and hour when my alarm is being sounded loud and clear throughout all the world. For it is the last days. It is that hour that you've read about, that you've studied about. The signs are clear. The preparations are being made. Therefore I say unto you, continue to draw closer to me. Continue to walk according to my word, saith your Father God.
I would bring unto you a greater revelation of who I am, saith the Lord. For in this hour, those that are looking for my return shall see me even in a greater way, saith God. For I shall enlighten you, saith the Lord, and give you greater understanding because you fear me, saith God. A greater revelation, saith the Lord. Be filled now with that revelation, that your mouth might be filled with my praise, saith God. For is it not the righteous that bringeth forth praise, saith the Lord? And are you not that righteous one that I have called out of darkness and into the light? Allow your praise to grow and to mature. Even in this hour right now, as I would say, I bring you a greater revelation.
Wow, I do not know about you listeners out there, but I will take a portion of that prophesied greater revelation. Amen. God has shown me long ago, I have a portion in this verse, Revelation chapter 2, verse 26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. Believe it or not, this signs program has power over nations, as it reaches well beyond 100 countries each month in shortwave internet and podcasting. For instance, the last podcast I posted was downloaded by over 200 people the first day it was available. I heard a man on the radio quote this verse, Revelation chapter 16, verse 15. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. My. That part that says, I come as a thief, is not talking about the erroneous false pre-trib rapture doctrine. That simply means Jesus will come without most of this world even knowing, and that Jesus' coming will take them by surprise, like a thief would take them by surprise, because they are not watching for his coming. There are only two comings of the Savior Jesus Christ. One was as Savior at Jesus Christ's birth, which I call Kinsman Redeemer, and the other is at the end of days as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords to avenge the tribulation blood of his saints when he comes then as the Kinsman Avenger. It is Satan's lie that you will escape tribulation and a false rapture. Yes, there will be a rapture, no doubt about that. The Bible clearly talks about one, although it doesn't use that word. We will not be here, however, for the wrath of God. Now, we will experience tribulation. Read your Bible, John chapter 16, verse 33. Jesus is speaking. In this world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Where is your faith, O man, that Jesus cannot keep you even in tribulation? My. It takes more faith to believe eternal life in tribulation than it does to believe you can do what you want, believe what you want, say what you want, and escape tribulation. That, my friends, is a satanic trap that will get you caught taking the mark of the beast because some lying apostate told you you won't be here to receive that mark. Have faith, O man, O woman. You do not have a weak God. You have an almighty God who can keep you from harm through all things without taking you out so it will not affect you. I am not saying it will be easy or that it will not be tough on you, but I am saying your faith in Yahweh, Yahshua, Jehovah, Jesus will bring you through. The first meaning of the word tough is this: strong but pliant, that will bend, twist, etc., without tearing or breaking. Is that you, my friend? Behold, ye, the hour cometh. Stand fast. Don't twist. Don't break. Stand fast in your faith and watch for the delivering hand of God Almighty. The wrath of God is not the tribulation. You are, as Jesus said, in tribulation, since you are still here in this world, still in the flesh, that is. But when your kinsman avenger comes with the host of heaven, Yahweh's wrath will come with him. The kingdom of God will prevail upon the earth once more. Amen. Now, another misunderstood, misquoted verse. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 through 6, especially verse 2. Verse 1, but of the times and seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write you. For ye yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. Watchman comment, there was a movie made about that, but it was a bit erroneous. Continuing, verse 3, for when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Watchman comment again. That's talking about those that are not saved. Continuing, verse 4. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness. Repeating, but ye, brethren, are you saved? Then your brethren are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you as a thief. Did you see that? Did you hear that? It doesn't overtake those who are Christian, who are saved, as a thief. Continuing, verse 5. But ye are all the children of the light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Verse 6. Therefore let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. Did you hear and understand verse 4? Let me read it again. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you as a thief. The Lord's second and last coming will only be as a thief to those who live in darkness. Please read the verse. Get it straight. Get it right. I'm not preaching you some idea of mankind. I'm not preaching you Brother Johnson's idea. This is Bible. Amen. So watch, my friends, and be ye sober and stay in the light. Amen. Blessed is he, Revelation 1:3, that hears the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein. For the time is at hand. Revelation 3:3. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. Very important word, repent. If therefore, continuing verse 3, thou shalt not watch, I will come upon thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I come upon thee. Now, did you understand that verse? Did you understand what it was saying? If you're not watching and you don't know, then yes, Jesus will come as a thief to you. But he's not going to come as a thief to me. He's not going to come as a thief to those who are in the light that are not in the darkness, but he will for those who are in darkness. Stop believing these erroneous doctrines that are being preached. This watchman of God is watching. How about you? The Lord will only be as a thief to those who have been taught as thieves. Amen. Is that you? I pray not. This is not a man-made doctrine or religiosity that I'm talking to you about. It's Bible truth, direct straight from the hip, where I keep my Bible instead of my gun. Hallelujah! I'm a quick draw Bible. Glory to God. Now please listen to part two of a message that I started by Evangelist Carl Fox titled The Fire and the Glory. Part three, if there is one, will air this Wednesday night, December 31st, 3.185 at 11 p.m. If you want the whole message on a CD, ask for The Fire and the Glory by Brother Fox. And please use the information that you hear at the end of the program and write and ask for it. Please include the best offering that you can.
Look at the lookalikes, how they control the waters of the river and the sea. Watch this.
You all know about Moses and Exodus 14:21, how he opened the Red Sea. I love that. How he stretched forth that rod. Remember? Praise God. And it says, the Lord sent a strong east wind over the waters, praise God, and divided the sea. Psalms 106:9 said, Moses rebuked. He rebuked the Red Sea. Hallelujah. And it went dry. Praise God. And Elijah, we'll all remember Elijah. The King James describes it both. That's why I love the King James. If I read this verse, I don't want to read it in any other Bible except the King James. Because I like the words hither and thither. And I tell you, it's that mantle, that instrument of God, hallelujah, that Elijah takes. By the way, before he struck them waters, he was walking by this farmer. You've all heard the story. And that was Elisha. That's the man who becomes his predecessor. But anyhow, he walks by the farm one day, and Elisha is farming, and he takes that mantle and he throws over that man that's plowing with those oxen. And the next thing you know, he left the farm, he quit farming, and he started preaching. And he followed Elijah until they got to the Jordan River. And he was with Elijah at the Jordan River the day that Elijah took that mantle and struck the waters, and it went hither and thither.
Amen.
The waters did. When the waters go hither and thither, people, listen to me, that's not just the division of waters dividing so nice like somebody pumping the water down, like when you put a sump pump down on a hole. No, I can see that. When the waters go hither and thither, they're so excited and worked up, they don't know which way to go. It's like tide going in and or tide going out and a storm coming in. Yeah, that's what it is. And there's waves pushing against waves. And they're going hither and thither. And that's the power of God. That's the anointing of God. God wants the hither and thither waters in our lives, hallelujah, to go splashing up on the shorelines and go splashing out. Oh, I can feel this. Because when we are standing on the shorelines in muddy water, friend, you've got to launch out into the deep and let go of the shoreline before you get a blessing. Hallelujah. You've got to get out of that old muddy water. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So don't tell me about the muddy water. I know the catfish like muddy water, but we're not catfish. Hallelujah. We need to get out into the waters of life. Glory.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. And what about Jesus? When I look at this, now stay with me, I'm just going very slow here. And Jesus arises in that ship with the disciples. You remember that day? That storm came upon them. We all remember that in Matthew 8:26. And I'm staying right to my notes, so I got the scripture. So if anybody says, where was he preaching? So I give it to you right now. In that storm, Jesus rebuked the winds and the sea. Most of the time, Jesus is rebuking the enemy. Here he is rebuking the winds and the sea. If somebody said that God sent that storm, I don't know. I see the will of the Lord and I see the will of God. And I don't think it's the will of God to drown his son, because he knew he had a date to keep there at the cross. Amen?
Amen.
So I believe it was an enemy that messed with nature. And I believe the enemy sent this storm. And Jesus rebuked the devil. I believe he rebuked that wind. He rebuked the devil. Amen. Rebuked the waters and the wind of the sea. And I want you to know, listen, that Jesus Christ rules the wind in your life. Hallelujah. He stills the tempest when they come in to tear you apart. And Oh, I know that wasn't part of it, but that's where it's at. That's the Spirit just kicking in there. We've been down that road. Oh, that tempest. Thank God for deliverance over that tempest. Thank God that He controls the sea. Hallelujah. Rules the wind, stills the tempest. Praise the Lord. Can somebody say praise the Lord with me this morning? Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, yes. And now when He feeds the multitude, He feeds, look, I want you to know He feeds individuals too. Because it was Moses who fed the children in the wilderness. Remember? They had quail for a couple of days, but they had manna for how many years? 40 years. It did not cease. Thank God for that. Moses gave the bread from the hand of the Lord, and it ceased not 40 years. Then Elijah himself, even in just individuals. Remember, Elijah in 1 Kings 17:22 multiplied the meal and the oil. And who did he feed? He fed the widow and the son. Just as important as a multitude. Amen?
Yes.
And Jesus Christ, watch this.
Here he comes. Here he comes. He's the Lord of glory, the great I am. He's the Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. Look, he won't be outdone. He has the Spirit without measure. Jesus Christ feeds 5,000 there in Matthew 14:20. He feeds the multitude with five loaves and two fishes. And there's still 12 baskets left over. Hallelujah. I like that kind of meal. Because I like leftovers. Praise God. I guess it shows. Oh, praise the Lord. How about the finger of God? This excites me. Moses, listen, watch this. Moses in Exodus 8:19. Moses did miracles in Egypt with the rod of God. And when he was doing these miracles, you remember how the magicians and the sorcerers, how they counterfeited those. But after so many, 4 or 5 of those, the finger of God took over. And the finger of God touched that rod. And the finger of God stopped the rod of the magicians. And they told Pharaoh, we cannot do any more of these miracles because Moses is doing that with the finger of God. Hallelujah. But I tell you, oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. The finger of God would do one of the great ones. Hallelujah. And I love this when you look in the Scripture. The Bible says that by the finger of God, go ahead, America, remove the Ten Commandments out of our public buildings and out of the courthouses and away from those areas of our land and our states and our counties and whatever. Remove those Ten Commandments. But I tell you, they were written with the finger of God. And God one day is going to point His finger like Jesus, who bent down in the dirt and wrote with His finger one day when those hypocrites stood there accusing that woman who they had brought to Him. And one day God's going to bring His finger down in the dirt. And He's going to write here in this earth. And I'll tell you, they're going to scatter. God Himself, I believe He will. I believe the day that He comes and stands on Mount Olivet. Hallelujah. The finger of God is going to point at the Antichrist. The finger of God is going to point at those nations, those evil nations. The finger of God is going to point to the ungodly.
Amen.
And their day is done. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My God reigns. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The finger of God. Hallelujah. Now, I don't see the finger of God with Elijah, but I will tell you one thing. He wasn't left out, because over there in the vineyard, the prophet tells the king Ahab, he tells him, he said, you've taken the possession of a vineyard from this man. They killed him, you remember in the Scripture? And the power of the Spirit came on him, and like the finger of God in his heart, he tells this wicked king, he said, the dogs are going to lick your blood, and I want you to know, Jezebel, the dogs are going to not only lick up your blood, but they're going to eat your bones, they're going to eat your body along the wall of Jezreel, saith the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't mess with God today, people. I know greater is He that is in us and He that's in the world. If you don't have Him today, you don't have the Lord Jesus Christ in your life, you need to have Him right now, because you're going to need Him through the times that we're entering and through these times when I believe evil is going to just throw itself at the church. It's going to not only throw itself, it's going to try to break the doors down and come in the church and tell you what regulations you need before you can have teachers and before you can have preachers and Bible scholars. The land will be made with rules. There'll be committees taken over for consecration. Committees from the land of the state and federal governments. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm getting on something now, ain't I? They're going to after the consecration that's in our house, the house of God. But I tell you, nothing like Jesus. Hallelujah. When the Holy Spirit came on Jesus, in Matthew 12:28, it was the Spirit of God. And Jesus said, if I cast out devils, where is this? This is Matthew 12:28. If I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come on you. And over in Luke 11:20, it's the finger of God, which is a lookalike, same as the Spirit of God. So Jesus was casting out devils in the New Testament with the finger of God. Hallelujah. Yes. I'll tell you, His dominion, His power, His strength. Hallelujah. Tell you, let me just read over here in my notes. Listen what I wrote. I wrote this down. The dominion of Jesus Christ. Look, when a strong man comes and he takes possession and he takes over. We need a stronger one to come, armed against the strong man.
Right.
The Bible says that.
Yeah.
That's us against evil. And the stronger will overcome him and taketh his armor, like David that took the giant sword and cut off his head. Now listen. And divided the spoils. Israel divided the spoils of the Philistines. David, he got some too.
Part 3, Wednesday night, December 31st, 2008. If you would like a complete copy of that message on a CD, please write the address at the end of the program and send the best offering that you can. If that bothers you, then just go to my website, www.neaiga.org. Look for the downloads page archive, page 2, and look for message number 13, and you can download it free. But please, if you ask for the CD, give the best offering you can. There's not much time left for prophecy news, but let me see if I can get a couple in. Microsoft wants to get under your skin with RFID. Microsoft's Health Vault, the message records database, is to be integrated with VeriMed's human embedded RFID tags, allowing doctors to access the medical records of unconscious patients with a quick scan of the arm. Watchman comment, this is a direct fulfillment of what the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson has warned about, that chipping would be advanced through medical. And you will need a chip to be treated, starting first in hospitals, then in doctors' offices, and in clinics. Revelation chapter 14, verse 9 and 10. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast in his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture unto the cup of indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. Watchman comment again, the homosexuals can try as they might, but in the end, their abomination will burn in hell fires. Pope says the end of the world not here. The closing days of 2008 may be marked by floods, terrorism, global financial collapse, but Pope Benedict XVI has assured believers that the end of the world is not nigh. Last year, the Pope dismissed reoccurring messianical predictions of imminent end of the world, saying history is ongoing and involves human tragedies and natural calamities. Watchman comment, this apostate Pope would not know the end days if God slapped him in the face with the truth. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 30 and 31. A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means. And my people love to have it so. And what will ye do in the end thereof? And this apostate Vatican stands. Vatican clarifies support for decriminalizing homosexuality. A Vatican spokesman stated that the Roman Catholic Church does not oppose efforts to decriminalize homosexuality, despite its opposition against a UN declaration on gay rights. Again, let me read Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 30 and 31. A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their own means. Continuing, Masonic Big Brother watching seniors. 68 residents of the Mason Care Retirement Community are participating in a study that aims to determine whether keeping a technological eye on seniors can help them live longer independently in their own home. A home there has a motion detector in the corner of each room, a sensor in the refrigerator that keeps track of one's eating habits, a sensor on the medicine cabinet to see if the person is taking medications on time, and a pressure sensor underneath the mattress of the bed to track sleeping habits. Watchman comment, what has the prophecy voice been warning you about the satanic Masonic order that they would get involved in the mark? 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 17 and 18. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. Continuing, Anglican Christmas displays anything but Christian. Some Anglican clergy have added a multicultural twist to Christmas decorations, adding Hindu snowmen, a Chinese dragon, and a Jewish temple to the lawn. We've done this as it creates a good opportunity for Christians to hear about the stories of people of other faiths, said Reverend Jane Hedges, a canon of Westminster Abbey. Westminster Abbey will showcase life-size snowmen with turbans and bindi dots on their foreheads that is meant to express that Christmas is not exclusively for Christians. Watchman comments, I know Christmas is over, but at least these pagan apostates are right. Christ was not born on December 25th, and it was to please pagans on their December 25th pagan day that Emperor Constantine merged it with Christmas. Jeremiah 10:1-4. Hear ye the word which the Lord speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. For the customs of the people are vain. One cutteth a tree of the forest, and the work of the hands of the workmen with the axe. They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not. That was Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 1-4. Watchman Shofar. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. Let me just read to you a letter from a precious brother who is a prisoner in the Bibb County Correctional Facility in Alabama. He says, we have an AM and FM radio only here, but I have been picking up your shortwave station on my AM mostly at night. I just wanted to let you know that I enjoy your show. If you have any information about your program, please feel free to pass it on to me. I got plenty of time to read. I'm praying for your ministry. Thank you. Brother, I sent you some material, but mostly I just wanted to tell the people that are listening tonight after I read your kind letter here. A couple of Sundays ago, our church was led to pray that people without shortwave radios would be able to hear the program, even though they did not have a shortwave radio, on their AM or FM radios or their stereos or any type of a speaker. My, didn't God answer that prayer kind of fast? Hallelujah! He heard it on his AM radio in Alabama, in prison no less. God bless you. I am still evaluating the program days and times in case I need to cancel a program at the end of January 2009. There is still someone out there who God has touched to send a large offering so that I can add programming, not cancel. Are you listening tonight? Signs, P.O., Box 122, Lyle, New York, just abbreviate that, NY13797, USA. When you call in a radio check, also that helps me greatly. Call 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Please tell me your state and how well you can hear the program. That really is all that I need to know. If you feel led of the Spirit of the Lord to send a love gift, again, please write SIGNS PO Box 122 Lyle, spelled LISLE NY for New York, 13797 USA. Tune in every Monday and Wednesday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, and a little earlier on Thursdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time to 3.185. That's Superstation WWRB, Worldwide Shortwave. My, how time flies when you're having fun fellowship. Amen? The last day signs, the end times are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Maranatha, my friends, all the signs ministers send you their love. Until we meet again on the next program, Watchman's Ending Shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.